Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
And special character areas are essentially council-imposed planning rules, which are ostensibly to protect heritage. But actually, that they not only protect heritage, they also protect houses that don't have heritage value based on kind of the vibe of the suburb or the street that we're talking about. I hope that's kind of clear. But yeah, local boards were presenting to us on this topic, and there's some really interesting divergent kind of views. And particularly if you're from, I guess, outer suburban Auckland, places like Henderson, Massey and the Foe, they were very critical of those kind of protections because the flow-on effect is that means more development in the outer suburbs, which is harder to service. You know, conversely, places like Kaipātiki, Devonport, Takapuna were really fierce defenders of special character areas. A lot of them are sort of within their sort of local board areas, and that's, you know, fair enough, and it's what the residents have been asking them to kind of do, is to go to bat for those areas. So yeah, it's a really interesting discussion of the city.
What was the outcome of the vote?
So basically, council proposed retaining special character areas that are sufficiently high quality, and that went to feedback and that went to a vote, and essentially the vote confirmed what the council's position was on this issue. Obviously I voted a different way, but I was reasonably alone in that. But having said that, I should sort of point out the next step. So we've talked about our special character areas now. As a council, we'll vote in early August for the final package to go back to independent commissioners on sort of how we're shaping our city and where the housing is going to go in the future.
What implications does this development have, this vote, on the development of more dense housing in Auckland? Is it likely to hinder or to progress the continuation of housing development?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So the consequences of the vote are that we're going to open up around 5,000 more sites for development, which are predominantly centrally located. And, you know, I think, if you're asking me personally, I think that is a good thing. But it doesn't really go far enough because we're still locking away 16,000 sites in some of the best areas for housing in the city, places like Kingsland, you know, that are located close to rail and close to where people's work and study are. So personally, I would like to have seen them gone further, and that's how I voted. But at the same time, there will be some more housing opened up in places where people need. So it's not completely doom and gloom from my perspective.
So you mentioned that you personally had diverging views from, you know, other parts of the council. How would you say that the debate itself reflected the consultation process that occurred? Are you confident that the popular view has been represented by this vote?
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting question, because when we're interpreting feedback, I think we need to, of course, pay attention to people that have fed back to us. And the majority of those people said, look, council's approach is fairly straight. But also we have to look at things like future Aucklanders and Aucklanders that haven't submitted, young Aucklanders, Aucklanders in the more outlying areas where they didn't really submit that much. And that was the point of the Henderson Massey local board in particular, that said, look, only 300 or so of our residents actually submitted. But when you look at independent surveys like Kantar, actually a majority of that area didn't support special character areas being retained. So I think feedback really has to be looked into. Of course it does. But at the same time, we've got to balance that from other factors.
What is exactly the difference between a special character area and a heritage site?
Yeah, so heritage sites are essentially provably heritage, so they're provably old and need to be retained. And actually, the legislation does retain those, no matter what we do on special character. So that's a good thing. We can guarantee that the story of Auckland will still be told. But at the same time, special character areas are much larger. So if you can imagine essentially a Venn diagram with heritage as a smaller circle within the larger circle of special character areas, I think that's how you could represent that visually. And special character areas really, as I've said before, are kind of based on the vibe of the suburb and may not necessarily protect homes that actually have oldness, actually have heritage value. So yeah, on a site-by-site basis, you'd look at heritage and you'd say, this is old, this should be retained, and maybe this one is reasonably modern build, and actually we need to put more housing in this location or actually enable it for developers when they get sold to, you know, because that's the other thing, is that no one's kicking anyone out of homes. They can choose to sell or not. And yeah, that's kind of the difference. I think one is verifiable, one is more of a vibes-based approach.
So you're talking about this sort of opposition to higher development in some central Auckland suburbs where they want to preserve kind of a vibe or a character of the area. Why do you believe that this opposition exists when in the very center of the city, obviously, we have kind of skyscrapers and really tall buildings, and then on further outskirts, we have higher developments, also townhouses, sort of medium density? Why is there like a ring of opposition to development around the centre city?
Yeah, so speaking of that ring of opposition, 41% of centrally located suburbs within 5 kilometres of a city actually have a special character designation, so that really is kind of a donut city. I think in terms of why is there opposition, people know what they know and they like living in their neighbourhoods. They may have bought into that neighbourhood with a certain character that they wanted to preserve, and that's fine. People have every right in the democratic process to kind of make that claim. I think it's for us as decision makers to look at the future of the city, especially when we're talking about planning, which is decades out from the future, that maybe young people and young families actually want to live closer to where they work.
That was Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson discussing a recent vote by several local boards on the issue of special character areas.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.